2 Corinthians 1:2-1 It is not expedient for me doubtless to glory. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. 1:2-2 I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago, whether in the body, I cannot tell, or whether out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth. Such an one caught up to the third heaven. 1:2-3 And I knew such a man, whether in the body, or out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth. 1:2-4 How that he was caught up into paradise, and heard unspeakable words, which it is not lawful for a man to utter. 1:2-5 Of such an one will I glory. Yet of myself I will not glory, but in mine infirmities. 1:2-6 For though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool. For I will say the truth. But now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be, or that he heareth of me. 1:2-7 And lest I should be exalted above measure, through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. 1:2-8 For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. 1:2-9 And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly therefore will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. 12:10 Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. 12:11 I am become a fool in glorying. Ye have compelled me, for I ought to have been commended of you. For in nothing am I behind the very chiefest apostles, though I be nothing. 12:12 Truly the signs of an apostle were wrought among you, in all patience, in signs, and wonders, and mighty deeds. 12:13 For what is it wherein ye were inferior to other churches, except it be that I myself was not burdensome to you? Forgive me this wrong. 12:14 Behold, the third time I am ready to come to you, and I will not be burdensome to you. For I seek not yours, but you. For the children ought not to lay up for the parents, but the parents for the children. 12:15 And I will very gladly spend and be spent for you. Though the more abundantly I love you, the less I be loved. 12:16 But be it so, I did not burden you. Nevertheless being crafty, I caught you with guile. 12:17 Did I make a gain of you by any of them, whom I sent unto you? 12:18 I desired Titus, and with him I sent a brother. Did Titus make a gain of you? Walked we not in the same spirit? Walked we not in the same steps? 12:19 Again, thank you that we excuse ourselves unto you. We speak before God in Christ. But we do all things, dearly beloved, for your edifying. 12:24 I fear, lest when I come, I shall not find you such as I would, and that I shall be found unto you such as ye would not. Lest there be debates, envyings, wraths, strifes, backbitings, whisperings, swellings, tumults. 12:21 And lest when I come again, my God will humble me among you, and that I shall bewail many, which have sinned already, and have not repented of the uncleanness, and fornication, and lasciviousness, which they have committed.